So, okay, the line got cut, and essentially that was in the story as well. What happens when the body gets cut off the environment?
Yeah.
If the inflow and the outflow cannot restore the internal circulation of the organs, that means that there is something else going on. That the organs, with respect to the other organs, have a backflow or they have a cutoff flow. And then you need to actually look in the way that the organs connect to each other. If they have rhythm disturbances, if they have reversal of the flow direction. And so that's where you then go to from India to China with the meridian system, pulsing the organ rhythms. And then if that doesn't work, that means that there is something wrong in the way the body processes the information. So there's probably false information. That's where you go from China to from the Far East to the Far West. You go to the spiritual healing and the shamanic understanding, because they then go to this realization that if the internal body is no longer part of the rhythms of nature, and if that disturbance comes from a misconnection between the body and nature, then in a way you need to reset what's going on in the body. And essentially, simply put, you need to recalculate the self-image versus the world image. And the quickest way to do that is by meditation, contemplation, or near-death experiences. Basically, you for a moment stop what the mind is doing and what memory is telling the mind to do. So you disconnect the body from mind and memory and reconnect the body to soul and to minding. And as a result, basically people do a rebirth. Everything that they have lived no longer matters. They died to the reality that they had because it interfered with what they did. And so they are reborn. They reboot their system. It's actually called a rebirth or rebirthing, or the born-again kind of phenomenon. Then by the shamanic rebirthing, they can restart their whole system. Once the system is rebooted, like a baby, they are part of the universe again. Their body then reconnects to nature again. As a result, the feeding and the hygiene reconnect to the food flow and the information flow in the environment. And then the cells can rebuild their body. And all of that, people already understood as all of it being connected, and that relationship between the part and the whole is actually what you can describe in terms of a vortex. So the three-dimensional volume of the bath, you can compare to the realm of space. The two-dimensional water surface is like the cycle of time. It's two-dimensional. The yes. One-dimensional flow in the vortex funnel is one-dimensional. It is a line. And so that's also what you see in the energy leaps of the quantum electron leaps in the atoms. And the zero-point transition in the zero-point is then where it all turns inside out. So you go from three-dimensional space to two-dimensional time to one-dimensional energy to zero-dimensional quantum flux or consciousness information flux. And in that way, you can then understand that the vortex links body, mind, soul, and spirit because it connects earth, water, air, and fire, which is also anatomy, physiology, neurocrine system, consciousness system, because that's where the physiology where the physicality, or say the physics of the body in three dimensions, and the chemistry of the body, the molecular electron flow, and the atomic electromagnetic part of the body, are all connected to the information space in the quantum space. And so the Buddhists know that. They know that it is the, for us, invisible quantum domain, which is the level of consciousness, the level of information, and that from the information we in our body have this soul antenna, and we can then connect to that, but we can direct that in our body. We can direct our body in whichever way we like, because we come here to learn freedom of choice. Once we choose a direction, that initiates an internal circulation, a belief system, an internal reality. And then once that the body has that internal, let's call it a gyroscope, it will follow that path until its end, or until you change direction. So that then is also already understood in these traditional forms of healing. And that's why I started with this understanding of the vortex, which was so important in physics. It's also important in metaphysics, because the zero point is in phase space, and the one-dimensional stuff is the electron jump in the atomics, and the two-dimensional, the circulation on the surface, that surface is the time domains in the chemistry, and the three-dimensional is the physical structure in the body. So everything you describe, everything the Tibetans describe, is that relationship between the physical structure, the physiological process, the electromagnetic transformation between information and matter in the body, because all of it is based on phase space. So that essentially is the story.